جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہا مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہا مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغاں مجھ کو بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو فغا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولى العظيم. This poem of Hazrat Isa Shar are filled with great, great lessons for us. And let us listen carefully and take it to heart and we'll see we will benefit so tremendously. The inside of it, the meaning, the message in it is very great and presented in such beautiful words again. Poetry, it is presented and poetry is very enjoyable. And mashallah, Bhai Ijaz renders it also, not only the voice, but what the meaning, he keeps that in mind and he renders it. Sabak deti hai har dam ehle dil ki daastan mujhko. I'm being given a lesson at every moment by the stories of the Allah Wala. That is, their lives are such that I just learn lessons from them all the time. And really, if our eyes of the heart are open, we have become receptive. We haven't blocked out things from the Ahl-e Dil, the Awliya. We will learn great, great lessons from their talking, their walking, their sitting, they're keeping quiet from everything. In fact, a beautiful definition of the awliya that has been made, that when you see them, you remember, you think of Allah Ta'ala. And when you think of Allah, you think of the awliya. Because the awliya took you there. So you automatically think of them. And that qualities which are all the great, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, the akhlaq which Allah has got, the character, that Allah is kind, they are also kind, so you think of them. Allah is compassionate, they are also compassionate. Allah is forgiving, they are also forgiving. Allah is tolerant, they are also tolerant. All the qualities of Allah, so you think of them also automatically. So those are the awliya. And by thinking of them, a person gets great lessons. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that just by thinking of the awliya, noor comes in the heart of a person. And this is not difficult for us to understand or to accept. If a person just thinks of the king of awliya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see in your heart noor has come. So the other awliya also, if you'll check in your heart, noor will come. And on the other hand, if you think of any evil person, darkness, zulmat comes in the heart. And that's also not difficult to understand. If you think of shaitan, the thoughts of shaitan, see in your heart, you see darkness. So all the agents of shaitan, whether they are actors, whether they are singers, whether they are the sports heroes, whoever they are, anyone, who are all on the line of shaitan, then it brings darkness in the heart. So a person, you should be thinking of the awliya, and from them take great, great lessons. Jahan dekar mila hai dil mein, wo jaane jahan mujhko. I gave the world, then I found Allah, the king of the world in my heart. To find Allah, to get Allah, is not so easy also. We want to do all our wrong things. We want to live like chameleons. Sometimes we are very pious. And sometimes we are gone worse than shaitan also. And when we like the pious mode, we put our car in a pious mode, we put our lives in a pious mode, then we think there is nobody like us. And the next moment, we put our lives in the mode of shaitan. Then even shaitan thinks that this person is gone ahead of me also. So like that you don't find Allah Ta'ala. And when in that pious, superficial mode, and you think I'm also pious, I'm also righteous, you are just bluffing yourself. Jahad ekar, you have to give the life, the whole world, then you will find the king of the world in your heart. Bahut khoon e tamanna se mila, sultan e jaan mujhko. I had to give lot of blood of my desires. I had to slaughter my desires. That is slaughtering the heart. The desires are from the heart. How many desire, haram desires don't come in the heart? To look at woman, to speak to woman, how many other things? Fajr time, you are lazy, you don't want to get up for Fajr, you don't get up for Fajr. And when you slaughtered those desires, then we found the king of the world, I found him. But we want to live also, do all our things, listen to music also, whether it's on the cell phone, whether it is on the... When we are speaking, waiting for a phone, somebody's phone to come through, we like to listen to the sweet voices of secretaries also. We like to do all our sports, we can't give up. And then yet we are happy that I'm also a Allah wala. Just because that one mode came over us, and then we feel that I'm also Allah wala. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to bahut khoon e tamanna se. You have to give lot of sacrifices of that desires of yours. Then you will find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka jab zakhme niha mujhko. When I see the wounds, the open wounds of my heart, the bleeding wounds are in my heart. That is, I had the desire that my eyes fell on that woman. She was really pretty. She captivated me. I wanted to see, but I didn't see. I slaughtered that. And now that open wound is in my heart. The thought still comes, she was so beautiful. Her figure was like that. She was so stylish. And she was so smart. And she was even smiling. And she picked up a conversation also with me. But I just cut it off. Now, what couldn't I do after that with her? But now you didn't. Now that open wound in your heart, when I see that open wounds of my heart for all the desires, and this Allah brings to every person, and when he doesn't commit that guna, and now his heart is wounded, he feels the pain in his heart also. To apna dard khud karta hai mujh khud karta hai majboor e bayan mujhko. Then that pain, but the love Allah gives me now, and His marifat and His closeness, that I can't stop speaking of the greatness of Allah. In return of that, Allah Ta'ala gives it. A person doesn't just get it like that. He has to make some sacrifice. And the sacrifices, tri-satic sacrifice, does not go unnoticed or unrewarded. We want only words that we listen, somebody's bayan, we repeat it. And we don't want to make those sacrifices. Make those sacrifices, and Allah will make you a living bayan yourself. What were things Allah will make come out of your heart, and what were things you will speak when you will make these sacrifices. Bayan-e-dard-e-dil aasan nahi hai, dosto, lekin. To speak from the heart is not easy. To speak from the tongue is very easy. And lot of people, you hear these people on the phone when they're advertising something, rattling it off one way. You can't even catch up the first word, they had the last word already. All the time, whole day, it's their job, just rattling it off. And they get tired also of it. So if we also learn bayan, just rattling them off. This we rattled off, nothing is from the heart. And you can make out how they advertising, and just going on for themselves. You try and block it, I'm not understanding. They just have to finish that. It, like it's tape recorded. And it's just they have to finish up that. So there is no effect on that. So even if we just learn bayans like that and we just rattle them off, it doesn't have that effect. But when you speak from the heart, and when you speak from the heart, your whole body gets involved. In fact, the ulama have written a wonderful point. The fuqaha, when a person cohabits with his wife, then only one part of his body came little bit napak. But the whole body you have to take a ghusl. It's wajib to bath now after that. Because it wasn't only that one part, the whole body was involved. Every part of the body was involved, that's why you have to take that ghusl. So when a person speaks from the heart, which is the king of all the parts of the body, then his whole body he will feel, and he gets tired and he gets exhausted, not only mentally, not only physically, not only spiritually, but he takes a heavy toll. That is when a person speaks from his heart. But if he's just rattling it off, like these people who advertise on the phone, etc., one after another they're making phone calls whole day, then they have got a target to meet. I have to phone so many people. And the results also is not important. My duty is to phone. That is my job. If how many results, I get my commission, etc. But my duty is to phone. So if we're just rattling off all the time, that doesn't have that. And I have to make this bayan, make that bayan. But when you have to make bayan from the heart, then that is something completely different. It involves the whole body. Every aspect of a person's life gets involved in that also. So, bayane dard dil aasan nahi hai dosto, lekin sabak deti hai har dam ehle dil ki daastan mujhko. But when I see all the great awliya, ehle dil, their stories of how they sacrifice, then I also carry on. It gives me that spiritual strength. It is my fuel, it is my petrol that keeps me going. That how these people also, their whole life, for the creation of Allah Ta'ala, for the hidayat, how they made effort. And also, that marifat of Allah which comes, and a person then cannot help but speaking of it. He can't contain it. He has to speak about it. And such a person, like whatever a person enjoys, then he looks for opportunities where he can meet somebody. He'll go to masjid also make namaz, but his real niyat is not namaz. He'll say, I'm going for namaz, but then I'll meet this person, I'll tell him this thing about mine. Whatever, I bought a new phone, new car, you'll go with your car also and you'll park it also such a way, all must see it also. And then you get a chance to speak about it also. Whatever your new watch you are wearing, you're looking for those who will have interest in it and you can start. So those who have found the love of Allah, they also look for that opportunity. and they can't help it. And they look for those ears that will appreciate, and for those hearts that will appreciate, and then they just want to also offload. They can't help it. Otherwise, it is like the pressure cooker. If you don't release the steam, it will burst. Just like that, this love of Allah, marifat of Allah, burns so much into them that they have to release the steam and they have to speak about it. Zubane ishq taathir ehle dil se sunta ho. And a tongue that speaks with the love of Allah. One is a tongue that's a dry tongue. They're just speaking all rules and regulations, laws and promulgations, but no love in it whatsoever. And one is that a person that speaks with love. Just like these adverts that we hear, there is no feeling behind that advert. If you are selling your own product, and then with how much of feeling you want to really convince the person. But this, they are just agents working for the company. They got nothing to do. It's their duty. I did my duty, I'm going to get my salary. If somebody responded, I'll get commission also. But they don't do it with that heart. But the person who sells his own product, and he's desperate, he must meet so much, he must make so much, otherwise how is he going to live? How is family going to live? With what conviction he tries and speak. So those who got this love of Allah and the conviction of Allah, one is a person speaks, but he's not even convinced of the existence of Allah. He himself is not convinced of Akhirah. It will have no effect. He will very flowery talks and arguments he will present, and jawbreakers he will use, but it won't have any effect. But a person who speaks with that conviction, who knows that bad nazri is bad for you, is haram for you, who knows that dunya is poison, that person who speaks, it will have that effect on a person. And a person who will even quote hadith, but is just superficial, it won't have that effect. Magar mashhoor karti hai muhabbat be zuba mujhko, but I am jadu has been made with on me by this love of Allah, which hasn't got a tongue also. The love of Allah which has overwhelmed me, which has overtaken my heart, it has made like jadu on me. It has captivated me. I'm not in my own life now. I'm just lost in Allah Ta'ala, so that has overtaken me. Qafas ki teeliyan rangi, the beautiful, colorful bars of the cage, a bird cage, and always the bird cage is made beautiful. The colors of it also are bright colors. Then not only that, there is a swing also in the cage. There is a mirror also in the cage. There are bells also. As the bird flies past, it makes some sound also. So the attraction for that bird, the bird say, all these things here, this beautiful bars painted in bright colors, and the mirror in there, and the swing in there, and the bell in there, and whatever else in there, dhoka de nahi sakti, it can't deceive me. Ke har dam mustarif rakhti hai yaad e gulistan mujhko, that the free garden, always I'm overwhelmed with it. I can't be overtaken. This is this dunya. A person who has found this reality, like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his tahajjud used to say, Hey heart, get away from me. You can't deceive me, O dunya. You want to deceive me with all your beautiful the gatherings and talking and joking and all that entertainment of this dunya. All those things, you can't deceive me. So a person who has understood reality, he doesn't need a bayan. He doesn't need anything. Nightclubs, etc., gambling dens, all these things. Then all music, etc., then even sports, etc., then even fashions, latest fashions, and designer clothing, and all these things, they don't affect him at all. Nothing of this outward dunya, it doesn't have any meaning. What kind of the frames of my glasses, and what kind of watch belt I'm wearing, what kind of shoes I'm wearing, these things don't have any effect on him. So, and if these things are still very important to us, all the outside things, that I must be smart, I must be up to date, I must be presentable, that means the inside is still, you haven't still got connection with the free garden of Jannat and with Allah Ta'ala. A person, bhala, who has got connection with Allah, how can these small things of dunya ever, how can the fashion of kuffar have an effect on him? How can the frills and the trimmings and the designs and this outward beauty, glitter and glamour, how can it have an effect on him? A person who is roaming around in Jannah, where can these false things and these superficial things ever have an effect on him? If he is not yet there, then these things affect. Then he's worried, my car must be like this. My car must be up to date also, everything. My clothing, everything. Even Islamic clothing. And he's still very particular about everything. All the time worried about his topi, about his amama, about his socks. It mustn't happen that the heel of the sock is gone right by the toes. And he's wearing a full socks, but it's looking like a half socks. It's it's not in its place. And these things, all the time he's worried about this. No, that means you are not free still. And you are like that bird who is amused, in the jail it's amused. And a person who has got reality does not get amused with these things. He wants to be out in the freedom of the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He wants to be like many people who have gone to many countries. Today almost every day is no country left. Every country where we are, some countries more, some countries less. But just for dunya's things, to have a free life, to have an easy life, to have a life full of entertainment, all these things amuse us. And we can't practice Islam there. We are not our jobs, we're not allowed to wear Islamic clothing. Or we're not allowed to make qurbani, we're not allowed to give azan. Many things. But we are happy we got dunya's things. We are living it up. And some people even say, hum to yaha jannat pe baithe. We are living in jannat here. When they can't even love or fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So this outward things we are amused by. And small minds get amused with small things. If a person has got cheap mentality, low mentality, he gets amused with small little things. But a person who has found reality, he won't be amused by these things. Meri sehra nawardi aur meri chaak damani. Just that I move around in the jungles walking. Many Ahlullah were such, they gave their lives in the jungle. And just that my buttons here on my front collar, they are open. I've got no time even to fasten my buttons. Like a person who is not concerned about anything. He's not worried that the buttons must be up to date, everything. It's lying open. I'm just walking in the jungles, barefoot. This my condition. Bahut majboor karti hai meri aahon fuga mujhko. I'm totally helpless by this deep sighs of the love of Allah. My connection with Allah, I've forgotten myself. This nafs ko mitana, to annihilate your nafs to this extent that in the love of Allah, I don't even know I'm existing. How I'm dressed, etc. Where am I? In the jungle, I'm in the desert, but I'm just, my connection is with Allah Ta'ala. So all this is with that great sacrifice. When a person, the desires of guna will come, and Allah has put this fuel, temptation Allah has put for everyone. When a person does not fall in that temptation, Allah opens all these doors for this person. And then reality comes to this person. Kahan tak zabt-e gham ho, dosto raah-e mohabbat mein. How long must I control myself in this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala? I can't control it. It is in my heart. I have to speak about it also. Sunane do tum apni bazam mein mera bayan mujhko. Let me make my bayan in your gatherings. That is, let me speak of Allah Ta'ala. That you want to control me, that we are having a bride. And all these things here, talk of Allah's muhabbat and his sunnat and all that, it doesn't suit, but I can't help it. There also you'll go and push it in. Somehow or other, people are sitting at weddings, small groups, and all are in a jovial mood, and all are in a different world, but you'll go and push in your thing there also. Everywhere. This is when that love of Allah has overtaken you and overwhelmed you. You can't help it, but you just have to present that all the time. Mila karti hai nisbat ahle nisbat hi se e akhtar. And nisbat, a person connection with Allah. A person only gets it from those people who have got connection with Allah Ta'ala. If you need your groceries for your house, you need your other necessities and you're just sitting at home, how are you going to get it? You'll have to go. And if you go to the hardware shop to buy coffee and tea, you're not going to get coffee and tea in the hardware shop. And you go to the Milky Lane and you want to buy some underwear there. You're not going to. You'll have to get it where it is being sold. You'll have to go to that shop. That is where, that department you'll have to go. So nisbat, sitting at home you won't get it. And nisbat, going to the wrong shop also you won't get it. The shop where nisbat, those people got nisbat in their stock. If they're out of stock also you won't get nisbat. If they got it in stock, they are ahle nisbat. That's the only place you will get nisbat. So those ahlullah, those ulama-i rabbani who have got nisbat with Allah, only from them you will get nisbat. Even if you go to other ulama who haven't got nisbat, though they are ulama also, but we are out of stock, we haven't got nisbat. Or you go to the other shops, you're looking at for it somewhere else, you only can get it from those people who got nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. Zubaan se unko unki milta hai bayan e dur fisha mujhko, and from zubaan se unki, from their tongues when they talk, they've in their hearts they've got this love of Allah Ta'ala. So then our tongues, we get such a tongue that makes bayan what fireworks. Then when you speak, on your tongue there is fireworks. It lights up not the tongues of people that they also speak like that, but the hearts of the others, that they also have fireworks in their heart. So this is how a person, what he will get. And the sum total of all this is again, جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. When I gave the world, not only my desires, not only that I outwardly deprived my children of school education, I deprived them of all other things, etc. No, everything that what was poison, I knew it was poison and I kept it away from them. What was a snake, I knew is a snake. I didn't treat a snake as a friend. When I sacrificed all these things, then I got Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Aur bahut khoon e tamanna se, what lot of the blood of my desires. I also had lot of desires in my youth especially, and the youth who make the sacrifice, who don't follow their passion and their desire, that is the most valuable commodity. It has got the most value by Allah Ta'ala. In old age, even what you want to do, you can't do now. When you are more cold than a deep freeze also, what you going to do? When you're an old man, what you going to do now? When a young person who has got all the josh and he doesn't commit guna, Allah gives great, great reward on that. And Allah takes a person very far. If we study our great, great works which our ulama have done, most of them we find that they left just till about 40, 50. But the work they did, like we just completed Riyad al-Saliheen in Rustenburg, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh lived for only about 45 years. And 20 monumental works he did. The crown of them all is Riyad al-Saliheen. Today, in 20 years, we can't read the kitab. They wrote the whole kitab, and with what? How he wrote the kitab, and not only one, and then he wasn't just writing kitabs all the time, and that time was no computer to correct, to edit, to everything so easy. With the pen they had to write, with bamboo pens, and with the ink from the ink pot, from the bottle they had to write, use blotting paper, etc. And Allahu Akbar. Today we hardly come to our senses at the age of 45 still. How many of our other great, great buzurg, so young, but what great work they had done. So this is all when a person sacrifices for Allah like this, Allah opens these doors for him. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Jazakum Allah wa anam. First we'll do a little bit, these great words of wisdom. also very important that ma'rifah decreases in a person when he has any friend who is more greater than Allah is his friend. If, that means you haven't got ma'rifat. If you had ma'rifat also and you made another friend yours, he's more greater friend than Allah. Allah must be your greatest friend. And what a friend, what is it? You always like his company. You always like to share things with him. Your thoughts you want to share. Whatever incidents happen you want to share. This must be with Allah. That you are talking to Allah, etc. And if you got a friend and Allah you don't think about, you don't talk with your friend, that means you haven't got that friend. And you got another friend who's a greater friend than Allah, your ma'rifat either is taken away or it decreases. Similarly, ma'rifat decreases when a person fears an enemy, any enemy more than his nafs. If he fears anyone else, this one will make jadu. The police officer, the traffic, he will give me a ticket, etc. We fear them. We fear crooks. We fear the receiver. We fear how many fears a person has got. But ask us, do we fear our nafs? Our nafs is our main enemy. So a person hasn't got ma'rifat if he's not taking nafs as his enemy. And nafs, your chief enemy, nafs and shaitan, and nafs is the enemy more greater than shaitan also. Nafs made shaitan also go astray. No other shaitan came to make shaitan go astray. Nafs made him go astray. So this nafs is our worst enemy. So if a person takes anything or anyone else as a more worse enemy than nafs, then that person's ma'rifat also, he hasn't got ma'rifat. He's void of ma'rifat. And think of our condition. We hardly think that nafs is our enemy. We hardly take it. A person who knows that there is a snake in the yard, how much precaution he takes. The snake is always dodging and hiding, but you know he's there. And if the snake is in the house, and if the snake is in your bed, if the snake is under your pillow, how lot shaitan, nafs, wallah, is worse than that. But who of us take is as enemy? And when nafs controls us, our anger, we justify ourselves. So in other words, we're telling nafs, you my friend, you come, I'll embrace with you. You are the one. When nafs makes us to act in a proud way, and then also we justify ourselves. That it is izzat and nafs, etc. When nafs makes us to deceive people, to be deceitful, we also justify it. So nafs, we make him our friend. So a person who understands that he has got an enemy worse than nafs, that person hasn't got ma'rifat stuff. So we must measure ourselves where we are. It's very nice that we come to Khanka and we learn to listen to the talk, and we go and talk this in our majalis also, and we dress also like buzurgs, and we also think we buzurgs, and we see ourselves in the mirror, and just when some friends meet us and they say, hey buzurg, hey, and we also think, really I am a buzurg, hey, or we just get impressed. We have to measure and sum ourselves up where we are. How many of us think that we even think that nafs is our enemy? Even once in our life, just when we hear some bayan or we read something or a stray thought comes, then we think that nafs is, but like that we don't take him as our enemy. We don't shun him. We don't keep him away from us. How a person will keep away from an enemy? Who of us? We are such that anytime somebody phones you, that cops are standing, they're checking up on the cars, they're checking up for unpaid traffic fines, they are speeding traps there, then we immediately take another road, or we slow down, or whatever else it is, we take our precaution. Nafs, what precaution have we taken? So this is this ma'rifat. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum, was here, and he gave a little talk to the students also, and he was at home. Some very, very valuable points, he said. He said, today, generally, people don't want to accept a sheikh, become murid to anyone. So he says, and you can't force anyone also. So he says that there are many other ways also to make the islah of people. One very important way, he said, a person encourage people. He said, at the end of the talk, make this the skills, to read Durood Sharif and to follow sunnats. Without becoming ba'at, your tarbiyat, your islah will be made directly by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will reach the highest pinnacles of wilayat through that also. By reading Durood Sharif in abundance, and nobody will have an objection to that. Everyone will agree, nobody, there is no controversy in reading Durood Sharif. Following sunnahs, no controversy. So the person doesn't want to make a shaykh, his nature is such, he doesn't want to humble. Nabi sallallahu, so he asked Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali if this is true. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, yes, 100%. Only thing, he won't be able to make anyone's islah. His islah will be made, he won't be able to make islah of any other person. Also, Haji Ahmad said that many people, they don't want to make a shaykh, etc. So tell them to do kitab reading at home. And in our zamana particularly, Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab of Fazail Amal and Fazail Sadaqat, it's so accepted by Allah. So much so that people saw dreams that whichever place, house, home, anywhere, this kitab is read, nur from Allah's arsh comes down on that place. So when Allah's nur comes, then what more is required? By reading this kitab, a person's islah is also completely made. And he reaches also the high stages of wilayat by reading this kitab regularly. So this is also one thing we should try and encourage friends to. And this has changed people's lives tremendously. One person, a pious person, five time namazi, etc., dindar, his young daughter started working and they got all different ideas now. They brought TV in the house. This was like qiyamah for him. He became very angry and upset. The mother sided with them also. She also modern side. She also wants TV, modern way of life, dressing, outgoing, etc. So he stopped them. They told that you get out of this house. And what our share is in your inheritance. They're chasing him out. The wife said, give me my share. The daughter said, give us our share and you get out of this house. So he was even more perplexed, more he was very despondent. He wrote to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, was murid of Hazrat. Hazrat said, don't worry, don't do anything. Just start kitab ta'alim 10 minutes. And tell them that they can have the TV, they can carry on in their lifestyle. But my one condition, 10 minutes, you have kitab reading. They were very happy. They saw there is a bargain. That we can hold 24 hours, minus 10 minutes, we can do what we want to. And he said, I won't tell you anything. I won't stop you. I won't tell you it's bad. I won't tell you anything. Hadrat Shaykh's instruction. But you give me this one, the 10 minutes we have kitab reading. They accepted it. And within a few days, he came home one day, he saw the TVs thrown out, broken. They threw it out and they broke it. So this, there is no doubt what types of people. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, our Shaykh's kitabs, what type of people far from deen read it and they changed their lives. So, and many people, and this is also one great way, where you feel that anyone in the family, your friends, anyone associate, they don't want to listen to you. You just start talking about deen, they'll shun you. They're not prepared to listen. Just do this, and this is how a Shaykh has done. Well, just in exaggeration, I'll say by the millions. Just send the kitab to them. And just sending, don't even tell them to read it, anything. And how many people, they open the kitab, Hadrat Shaykh's kitab, big lawyers, judges, big people, different types of people. They say, we couldn't put the kitab down. We just kept on reading and lives changed with this. Your mind changes, your heart changes, then your actions and your life also change. So this is also a great way of making islah. And the real beneficial way is a person becomes bay'at, and not superficially also. With the beginning it's only outwardly, but then move forward. What Dil o Jaan say, what your heart and soul, dedicate yourself on your Shaykh and his teaching, then see what a person will get in this world already. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. Another thing Haji Sahib stressed a lot on, and usually stresses, is Tawbah, Istighfar and Durood Sharif. Make that part of our lives. Even if you start with just 10 times just the words of Tawbah and Istighfar, and just 10 times Durood Sharif. But carry on and don't stop there. Don't stop at that level also. try and increase the numbers also slowly, and more than the numbers, even if you don't really increase the numbers, the inside, the quality inside, you try and bring reality in there. Then see, inshallah, if you are taking 10 capsules empty and you increase it to 100 empty capsules, still no benefit. But the same 10 capsules, you are taking 5 millimeters or you are taking them empty. Now take them 5 milligrams of medicine in there. Then make it 10 milligrams, 50 milligrams. See the difference then. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The letter that we read last week of that alim, that he was so sincere, that he was confronted with this fire of lust that was overtaking him. And he wrote to Hazrat and he was open about it. He didn't hide his condition. And what treatment Hazrat gave, and further he writes then, Huni sahab ka dusra khat, hal, pichne halat huzur wala ki khidmat mein pesh karne ke baad, mukhtalif andeshe aur waswase paida hote rahe. He says that when I presented my case, that this lust of fire of lust that is overtaking me, and I just want to commit guna, and I can't control myself also. I presented it all to you. You replied, and then different thoughts came to me. Evil thoughts also, all that came to me. Ke aap is tarah naraz ho jayenge, that when I write to you, you're going to be very angry on me. You'll even tell me, perhaps he was a khalifa also, I cancel your khilafat also. You know my murid, he say those thoughts were overtaking me, that you'll become very angry with me, that what my terrible condition, and you so big Allah wala, so much of purity, but I put my heart in front of you. What my problem was, I didn't conceal and hide it. I said it openly and clearly. So all these thoughts overtook me. Or you barham ho jayenge, and I will be completely destroyed. You will even perhaps speak about me in front of the people, that this person is so evil, etc. Lekin mere maabaap aap par qurban. He say, my parents be sacrificed on you. Aapne sab kuch janne ke baawajood bhi. In spite of knowing my condition, sincerely I opened up. And I told you truly what my condition is. You knew of all that. In spite of that, is ganda ke saath kamal darja ki shafqat farmaakar. You showed your great, great compassion and kindness upon me. Ahkar ko banda bedam banalia. You made me a priceless pearl. Nobody could buy me. Now I'm only yours. You made me so valuable. I thought I'm going to be totally valueless. But you made me so valuable that nobody else can buy me. I'm just your slave now. Koi ek ehsan ho to arz karu. If there is one favor of yours, then I can mention it. But your favors, huzur, itne azim ihsanat hai mujh par, ke unme se kisi ek ka badla bhi ta hayat ada nahi ho sakega. That your favors upon me, if there was one, I should have been able to, but so many favors, my whole life, I won't be able to pay you back for that favors. And this is really when a person actually practices upon what is said to him. Like if we're sitting at the dastarkhan, wonderful roast also, biryani also, and chicken, and what there is. And we're just looking at it, we are overtaken. Masha presented also so well, but we're not eating, so we won't know what the taste is. When you'll eat it, and now you get that masala taste, the spices have been just perfect, everything, the salt, the masala, and it has been cooked also perfectly. You can't help but very delicious. And some people can't express, but you'll see they're asking for a second serving. They're asking for a third serving. Then when you're so full, when that ice cream comes, homemade ice cream, and you took one and you asked for a second one also. Now you are thinking, you're feeling shy to ask for a third one. But you want to, now it proves that you're really enjoying it. Like that, a person, when he actually practices on the teachings of the Shaykh, then he will enjoy. Then he'll want to be more closer, and he'll want to go over and over. But he just hears it, then he doesn't get that enjoyment. Then it's not convincing also. He won't go and tell others, till we don't practice upon this. Whatever we are taught, we practice, and to how much we can practice. We are not perfect, we are not angels. How much we can practice, then that convinces a person. When the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Not just seeing the poor pudding and talking about, when you eat it, then you get the enjoyment of it. Jawab, Hazrat's reply to this, Ye kaifiyat shukr ki nihayat mubarak hai. That this condition of making shukr is very blessed. And we lack this very much. We don't make shukr. How many? Allahu Akbar. We just read, when Allah's favors come upon a person, like you are eating any ni'mat of Allah, the first time you make shukr, then you have fulfilled the rites. You have made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. The second time you make shukr, Allah increases your ni'mat. And the third time you make shukr, Allah forgives you all your sins. And so when we're eating, we don't hear anyone reading, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. We wear our clothes, we don't make shukr. We sit in the car, what a car Allah gave us, so comfortable, no shukr. We're driving on the roads, who made shukr? Roads are good. But potholes and bad roads, lot of complaints all the time. We're enjoying light now, current electricity is coming, who made shukr? But let there be load shedding, then see the complaints. We open the tap, water flows, who makes shukr? But when there isn't water, then see the complaints. So we complain a lot. We don't make shukr. And Allah loves those. So and everything to be able to make shukr, that is a great quality. Our wives, what and what don't they do for us? They clean the house, everything. Who makes shukr? Whoever told the wife and appreciated, but we find lot of fault with them. We abuse them terribly. And the same way, the wives must make shukr to the husbands. They are earning, they have given us this comfortable house. They are seeing to all our needs. We don't have to go out and work. Whenever somebody of this non-Muslim or other woman, they hear you're a housewife, they can't believe it. In this time you have this great privilege that you just stay at home and your husband does everything for you. So they also should appreciate. So and this appreciation is there, but it's not there. Fault finding in one another, that is too much. اپنی مربی کے ساتھ ایسے ہی حسن زن پر حق تعالیٰ کی رحمت متوجہ ہوتی ہے. When a person has this good thoughts about his shaykh, his murabbi, then Allah's mercy is directed there. You also see Hazrat's maqam so high, but he didn't say that you must make my shukr. He said حسن زن, to have this good thoughts about your shaykh. Until a person doesn't have this good thoughts that he is my guide, he will guide me, you can't benefit. And if the shaykh thinks really I am like that, then he is claiming to be Khuda, claiming to be Allah. He won't, where is he going to benefit? He won't benefit himself. So just say Hazrat's maqam so high. But how? And this is when reality is in a person, it automatically comes in the words. And when that is not there, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib, Madzub Rahmatullah Ali, one of his murids, Khadims, was fanning him. In those days when there weren't electric fans, no ACs, with the hand fan. And he was such a annari, such a person, untrained, totally unmindful, totally, knocking the fan now and then on his head also, now and then on his face also. 1 hour, he said, he carried on. And he said, I didn't tell him anything, that he mustn't feel hurt. Just look how much they tolerate. Otherwise, as a sheikh, he could have told his murid that do it, but he thought of him. And this is also a thing. One side, it's your duty to train your murid also. If you don't train him, it's also wrong. And the other side, today people feel very offended. Small things, they feel very offended. So anyway, he tolerated him. 1 hour, he said, I went through all this musibat, azab I was going through. While he was thinking, I'm doing a great service. He's so happy. And he said that the service I'm doing, I got the opportunity. Of all the murids, I got the opportunity. But he's whacking the poor sheikh on his head, whacking him on his face also. And he's thinking he's doing a service. But he says, when I tolerated, look at this point also. Allah Ta'ala blessed me so greatly that Allah opened a great door, a great chapter of knowledge on me. He said that, then I realized that our namaz for Allah is also like that. That it is like slapping a press, throwing on Allah's face. How we, our thoughts, where they go, our reading, what it is like, our actions are not properly in namaz, and we think, oh, today I make tahajjud.
Today I made 8 rakats tahajjud. Today I did this. Today I not one of my namaz. I made all my namaz with jamaat, takbir-e-ula. But in the meantime, what's the reality of that namaz? Eh? But how Allah tolerates. And Allah's unlimited tolerance. And Allah accepts it. Not only that Allah tolerates it, Allah Ta'ala accepts it also. He writes there further that when we make ibadat, if Allah Ta'ala just forgives us, it is His great favor. He say we don't even have the face and the mouth to ask Allah to accept it. What are you like? It's not such a good example. But if you present feces to somebody and you ask him to accept it, what are you doing? How can he accept it? You're presenting urine and you're asking him. Our condition is worse than that also. So if Allah just forgives us, it is His ihsan. But we feel, may I did this, may Allah accept this in my life. I did that action, may Allah accept that in my life. If a person, the reality hits him, he will say, if Allah just forgives me, then it is Allah's ihsan on me. I'm not even fit to be forgiven. But if Allah just forgives me, so this annihilation, this is what must come into it. And these people, how great people they were. But see how much of annihilation and pride is, we are filled with pride. We just, we think little bit we did something, some bayan we did, some ibadat we did, something Allah gave us tawfiq of doing some, any khidmat. Oh, I did so much. We don't know how we have to ask for so much forgiveness for that. Further he writes another point. Irshadat aliya ko jo jo padta tha faida qalb ke andar mehsoos ho raha tha. All what you had written, as I read it and I read it over and over, I got all the time great benefit. And also see from here that Hazrat's replies are so short, but read it over and over, you will find great meaning and great benefit in it. Jab pura par chuka to dil ke kaifiyat hi badal gayi. When I read your whole reply, my whole heart's condition changed completely. Gande khayalat aur waswaso ka naam aur nishan raha. All my evil thoughts and bad thoughts, there wasn't a sign of it left also. This is the effect of the kalam. If this is true, everyone admits it. The people of the East and the West, Muslims and non-Muslims, all admit it, that whose book you read, that has an effect on you. Whose talks you listen to has an effect. That's why these people try and overwhelm us with their sports, with their movies, with their novels, with their operas, with their soaps, etc. It's all the time having an effect on a person. Whoever. So if you read Quran Sharif, even without understanding, wallah, the greatest effect will take place on you. If we read Quran, we read the kitabs of our buzurgs, it will have effect on us all the time. So in the letters of our sheikh and the writings of our sheikh we will read, it will have a great effect on a person. The answer Hazrat wrote, one word, Alhamdulillah. And the person just thinks that this Alhamdulillah, how much meaning there is in it. So may Allah give us tawfiq to correct our lives also and to follow our mashayikh and our elders inshallah. In this kitab Ma'arif Matnawi, further Hazrat, we are still doing the introduction, Tarz-e Tasneef. The method Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali had used in writing this kitab. What was his method? If a person understands that and he reads the kitab, he will be able to benefit much more. A person writes a book and he writes that, I kept these things in mind. And the reader keeps that and looks at the book according to that, he'll benefit, he'll find those points. But if the reader didn't read the introduction, and he hasn't got in mind what the author had in his mind, and you looking for something which is in your mind, you won't find it. You'll wonder, the whole world is praising this book, but to me it doesn't appeal at all. You must know what he had in his mind. So there is a very important point, that the method, the methodology he used in the writing of this book, what was that methodology? Ilmi wa akhlaqi tasanif ka ek tarz to ye hai. Writing kitabs and books on character building, or academic books, etc., One of the common ways which is common in the world is ke ek ek masala ko alahida alahida ek ek baap mein bayan kiya jaye, that every subject matter is discussed in one place, like in our kitabs of fiqh, that all the masalas of wudu are in one place, nawaqid the wudu, things that break wudu, in one place, everything, hajj masalas, all in one place, marriage masalas, all in one place. So that is one method. And many, many books, mostly that is the common method in the world, that everything is in one place. Aur ek qisam ke mazameen sab ek jagah jama kar diye jaye, and all the subjects which are of one type are put together in one place. So in this chapter you will find all this. You want to make reference, you go to that chapter and you will find it there. You are looking for a dua of wuzu which you heard or which you remembered, but you want the exact words, you don't have to look the whole kitab, you look on the chapter of wudu, you are going to find it somewhere there. Dusra tariqa ye hai, and there is another way also, ke koi afsana likha jaye, like a story is written, some story, aur ilmi masail mauqa mauqa se uske zaman mein bayan kar diye jaye, and according to that story, where which stage the story is, you write one point of knowledge, of akhlaq, of character at that point. That the person, for example, he was going to the masjid to make namaz, so he made wudu. So there you write about wudu. Then he was going for hajj, there you write about, you're writing a story. And as the occasion comes, you write the points of that at that point. Is dusre tariqe mein faida ye hai, the second method is the benefit of it is ke mazameen zehen nashin ho jate hai. It's not laborious, it's not a burden, like when you study a kitab, all the points, now you have to put your whole mind and you have to swat and you have to study. But when it comes like in a serial form, in a story form, it's more easy to accept it, your mind, and you don't feel hard. It's like an enjoyment, like a story, and you enjoy it like that. With smart children, that is very effective. If you don't have to let them swat, you just tell them like a story form, and you show them the akhlaq at this point. Now it wasn't a separate chapter on akhlaq, but what the akhlaq was of that person, and they accept it and they remember it also much more easily. Or tabiat uktati nahi, and a person doesn't get bored also in a story. Now when you have to swat all this 9 points here and 5 points there, it becomes heavy on a person, he becomes bored also. Masnavi mein Maulana ne isi dusre tariqa ko ikhtiyar kiya hai. In this Masnavi, Maulana has written this kitab in the second form, in a story form, and at every point he has brought various, sometimes about aqidah, sometimes about akhlaq, sometimes about muamalat, business dealings, etc. And the Quran Sharif is also written in that form. The Quran Sharif, you don't find all inheritance things in one place. You don't, in fact, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam stories, besides perhaps Yusuf alayhi salam story, which is in one place. All the others, Allah spread it out. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam story, in 29 out of the 30 suparas, Allah spread it out everywhere. And for this, another great point also, one priest wanted to debate with a alim with regard to the which is a true kitab, the Bible or the Quran. In his debate, the first point, the point he made, that the Bible has got all its subjects on one place. That one method, that everywhere, that whatever is with regard to this, it is in this place. What is regard to something else is in another place. The Quran, all subject matters are all. Some are here, some are there, some are in another place, etc. So he said this proves that the Bible is the word of God, the word of Allah. The Quran is not, because there isn't tartib, there isn't methodology in the Quran. So the alim, Allah blessed him, he said that if your man makes a garden, then he put all the daffodils in one place, and he put all the roses in one place. In Allah's garden, everything is spread wild. So this proves that the Quran is the word of Allah, that all the subjects are spread around in the whole Quran, and the Bible is man-made. that they put everything in one place. Also with regard to this, the fuqaha have done a great, great, great favor upon us that we follow the four, one of the four imams. This is a great favor. People, the Salafis who say that we must follow Quran and Hadith, that today, for example, how can you follow? If you give a present, a Quran in Arabic, to a Salafi, and give him a Hadith kitab also, say we have to follow Quran and Hadith. So yeah, is it follow it? First of all, how did it come to you? When I gave it to you, I maybe gave it to you personally. Or I gave it, but I sent it with somebody. Till they didn't send it, how could you have the kitab? And till the printers didn't print it, the bookbinders didn't bind it, and the paper makers didn't make the paper, everything, how could... Now you want to cut them all out, you say, no, we'll only take there from the... direct from Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How you have to acknowledge all those who took you till there. Otherwise, how can... And then, today you tell him, he tells you, you send me the Quran, you should send me a translation, should be better. I don't know Arabic. Now the translation... You are dependent on the translation. You don't even know Arabic. The Hadith, I don't understand Arabic. It's not going to benefit me. For Barakat and Salafis, I don't think they believe in Barakat, so no Barakat also for them. And then they can't benefit also anything in that. So what? So you have to accept that it is somebody. So the fuqaha have done a great favor that they took out the masala of wuzu from this place in the Quran, that place in the Quran, from this hadith. And hadith, Quran is 30 sufaras, the amount of hadith. Where are we going to? And we are occupied in our, we haven't got time for our namaz. Hey, where are we going to spend our life to take out the masalas? Everyone needs masalas about wudu, the how to make wudu. They put it all for us in. And then again, the great favor of our ulama, they made it, simplified it in our languages. Where Urdu is spoken, Urdu, Swahili, Swahili, English, English. And now it's taught in the madrasa, and the child has got no difficulty, all how the tartib, how to make wudu. And then the virtues of wudu, the things that break wudu, the things that don't break wudu. Ramzan, all the rozas, that how roza should be kept, from what time, how easy it is made. So this, and without that, we should have been at a loss. So the Quran, everything is spread out. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one life. And this time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this. In the morning about something, after Zuhr about something, today something, tomorrow something, all recorded. And they took out from all this and presented it to us. So it is a great, great favor. And any person who has got one iota of brains will know that I'm not following Imam Abu Hanifa, but what he taught me of Quran and Hadith, that is what I'm following. Nobody is so stupid that I'm cancelling Quran and Hadith, that I'm the slave of Imam Abu Hanifa. No, what they have taught us is from Quran and Hadith. We are following Quran and Hadith, which you cannot do without the whole chain of all these great ulama, muhaddithin, fuqaha. You need all of them. Then you still following. And those who say they follow Quran and Hadith directly, they are following their nafs. Because they don't know Arabic. And even if you know Arabic, the Sahaba who are masters of Arabic, how many times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them the meaning of words, they didn't know. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to explain to them what is the meaning of the word. So that is the correct way that we follow all our elders, from my parents, from my ustads, right till Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without the chain, and wherever you cut the chain, your whole chain is broken. If you have got a whole chain, and you just cut it in one place, whether it is just, I don't accept our alims. Our alims are from India, they don't know anything about deen, about Arabic, so I don't follow them. You cut yourself from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You need this whole chain, and this chain is taking us to nowhere else but to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qari Muhammad Tayyib sahab rahmatullah alayh was once traveling by train, long journeys. You start a conversation with other passengers in the train. So one person who call themselves Ahle Quran, that we only believe in the Quran, we don't believe in the Hadith. So he told Qari Sahib that I'm from the Ahle Quran, I only believe in Quran Sharif, I don't believe in the Hadith. So Qari Sahib, what a learned academic man, great philosopher of Islam. Qari Sahib told him, from what you are telling me, I gather and make out that you believe in the Hadith. He said, Qari Sahib, it was lengthy, few times repeated. He said, Qari sahab, I'm telling you in simple language, I don't believe in the hadith. And you say you understand from my words that I believe in the hadith. Few times. Then Qari sahab asked him, that who told you that this Quran is the word of Allah? Jibreel alayhi salam came to you and told you. Who told you? You got some ilham, some wahi came in your heart that this is Quran? Didn't the hadith tell you that this is Quran? So he got a shock. They thought for a while. He says, Allah reward you. You opened my blind eyes. I myself didn't know what I'm believing in. I thought that I'm not believing in the hadith, but without hadith you can never know this is the Quran. Without your mother telling you this is your father, you'll never know this is your father. That person tells you. Then, so you are dependent on that person. So we also, we follow Quran and Hadith. We follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But without this chain of 1400 years, how can we reach there? You need this whole chain. Farsi zuban mein jis qadar kitabe is fan par likhi gayi, kisi mein aise daqeeq aur nazuk masail wa asrar nahi milte. In the first, the main language after Arabic was Persian language. Afterwards it became Urdu, and now it's spreading in the world, whether it's English or any other language. But our religious languages, first was Arabic, everywhere Arabic, but very soon Islam spread like wildfire in the world. And other languages, and particularly Persian, became the major language by which was the vehicle of Islam. And then it became Urdu, and then now it's many other languages. So in the Farsi language, as many kitabs has been written on this subject, in this kitab, Ma'arif Masnavi, such fine, delicate points have been written, and such secrets of deen have been mentioned, that it is not found in any other kitab. This is a unique kitab. So much so, great ulama said, there are three great kitabs in the world. Quran Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, and Masnavi of Imam Rum. This is where its level is. Such a great kitab it is. Matnavi na sirf tasawuf aur akhlaq ki kitab hai, balki ye aqaid aur kalam ki bhi behtareen tasneef hai. This Matnavi is not only a kitab on tasawuf and on character building, but it is a great kitab of aqidah and ilm-e kalam, which is aqidah. And in fact, many great ulama have written, this is a perfect kitab on aqidah, and in aqidah, especially on tawheed. The tawheed that Maulana has taught in this kitab, that you won't find this simply in any other kitab. In fact, other kitabs which are called Kitabul Iman and Kitabul Tawheed, you won't get there so much tawheed and iman as you will get in Masnavi Sharif. مسائل تصوف کے ہو یا علم کلام کے ان کو تمثیل اور تشبیہ سے اس طرح وادی اور ذہن نشین کیا ہے کہ ان کا انکار کی کوئی گنجائش باقی نہیں رہتی. And the مسئلہ of تصوف, and also about the مسئلہ of عقیدہ, Hazrat has explained this with examples and similarities in such a way that nobody can deny. And this is one great benefit of explaining what examples. Arguments, another person will easily have a counter argument. Every person, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, every person who is knowledgeable, there is somebody who is a bit more knowledgeable than him. So you present your argument with your knowledge, that person can counter attack your argument. In fact, when some people, atheists or other people with wrong ideas, wanted to debate with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. There is a very important point to remember. Imam Malik said, I'm not prepared to debate with you. He said, why? He said, because see, you've got your standpoint, what you want to prove. And I've got my standpoint. Now besides the actual point which we want to prove, everyone's brain is different. Lawyers, when they fight a court case, how they change the whole thing. Hey, how they use words and how they cross-examine the person. It depends how bold you are, how your arguments, how you can think. Though the lawyer also knows person, my client is guilty. But he knows how to fight the case. He's got other points where he puts that person right down. Like for example, a person saw this person, he was the criminal, he was the murderer. Now in the court case, everything. The lawyer, for example, asked him when he's cross-examining him, that you're a smoker? Yeah. You are smoking a certain type of cigarette? Yes. How many cigarettes a day you smoke? 10, 15 cigarettes. Okay, so 10, 15 times you take out your packet of cigarettes. On that cigarette there is a camel. Yes, there is a man standing. Is the man sitting on the camel or is he standing next to it? Now this person is baffled. Finally he said something. He showed him the packet. There is no man on the camel. Now his whole evidence is finished. He wiped out his whole evidence. So this is arguments. So Imam Malik said, it is possible you can present your arguments in a more sophisticated, in a more way that I can't. Though I know I'm on truth. So you will win the debate. And what does it mean? I must follow you. Today, now I follow you. After 1 month, 2 months, 2 years, another person comes with more brains in his head. And he comes and argue with that new point now. And he beats us in that argument. Now we'll have to follow him. So where will a person... So aqidah about Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat, which Allah has given us. Today some Salafi come with his argument. We accept his argument. Tomorrow Shia will come with his argument. Now you become a Shia after that. Then Sir Qadiani will come with his argument. Now you become a Qadiani. Where are you going to be? What you know, and you know in your heart, these are genuine people who taught us the truth. We don't argue with anyone. We don't fall into any debates. We carry on in our way. That is the safest way. پیچیدہ سے پیچیدہ مسئلہ کو اس صفائی اور ستھرائی سے سلجھا کر بیان فرمایا ہے کہ اس کے سمجھنے میں کوئی دشواری نہیں معلوم ہوتی. Difficult points of tasawwuf. Hadrat has explained them in such easy ways that a person can easily accept and understand. And that is why the tasawwuf of our mashayikh is so acceptable by every person. Children also, women also, girls, men, learned people, people who are not learned, because it's presented such a way you can't. Like for example, the Quran gives an example of a person who makes shirk, who believes in idols or any other thing, and a person who doesn't. The Quran gives the example of a slave who belongs to a few masters. And those few masters are very stubborn also, they are very arrogant also, and very proud also, and very demanding also. That at this moment you do this work of mine. He's a slave, he got no choice. The other master demands this. The other poor slave, what will happen to him? Or for us to understand easy, which is not permissible, we know. But if there's one wife who belongs to a few husbands, what's her life going to be? This husband demands this now. That husband demands this now. Make my tea, make my coffee, pack my clothes, polish my shoes. All the time. Now at the same time the other husband also. And one wife who is the wife of one husband. And she's the husband is kind, compassionate, and very tolerant also. What, she's living in Jannat already. So what an example. From this you can understand shirk and tawheed. That tawheed, you are in Jannat already. One Allah, who is so merciful, so forgiving, so kind. And if you believe in all other things, whether it's idols, or whether you believe medicine gives me shifa, whether you believe my shop gives me my rosy, so now satisfy your shop. Now the doctor has made a demand on you. Now your desires you made also a god. I must fulfill my desires, then I will get pleasure. So that's another god you have made. All these gods you want to satisfy. A person who made one Allah, his Allah. What enjoyment won't that person get? یہ مطلبی بحر رمل مسدس مخزوف میں ہے. There is all more detail as far as literature is concerned, which is we fast to understand, explain, is beyond us. But how it is written, in what the rhyming of the kitab that has been used, that also has been explained. May Allah let us benefit fully from this kitab. And the main thing is, it comes in our lives, practically in our lives.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend on Yomul Jumu'ah, Hazrat will be having a program in Palm Ridge. So I'm a request for the brothers to participate. The Jumu'ah program will be ladies program 3 to 4. After Asr Salah, inshallah, there will be a program, and the main program will be after Maghrib Salah. So I'm a request for all brothers to participate. Jazakumullah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.